old path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinette.
A meditation by George Swinnick based upon Psalm 119, verse 57, "The Lord is my portion." God is a satisfying portion. This world may fill a man, but can never satisfy him. Most have too much, but no one has enough. They are like ships that carry a burden heavy enough to sink it, but with room to hold more. The world cannot satisfy the senses, much less the soul. Where can true contentment be found? The earth says, "It is not in me." No, heaven itself is not enough if God is not in it. If you long for the things of the world, you will find them nothing when you receive them. The sun and moon seem bigger at the first rising. If you believe that rest grows in the furrows of the field, and happiness is found in the gold mine, and that earthly treasures can produce happiness, listen to the preacher. "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2. He spoke by personal experience. The utmost of earthly pleasures fall short of satisfying. Men in great poverty think that if they could rise to a mountain of riches and delights, they could reach true happiness. But Solomon found the hill far from satisfying. The world has been weighed in the balance and found wanting. David tells us that if the Lord is your portion, this fountain runs freely to full contentment. This portion is the best possible. It affords full contentment and happiness. I have enough and crave no more. If a man were crowned king of the world to enjoy the treasures, honors, and pleasures that all its kingdoms can yield, if he had the society of angels and glorified saints as friends, and could enjoy all this for the duration of the world, yet without God, he would be unsatisfied. These, like the dew, might wet the branches and please the flesh, but would leave the roots dry. However, once let God possess his heart, and then, and not before, his infinite desires are satisfied in the bosom of his Maker. God fully satisfies.